Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along. It is Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and Una, my tired friend over there. Look at you.
Oh, I know. I need to take some ginseng or something.
Ginseng.
Ginseng.
Get some ginseng.
Ginseng.
Does that give you energy? Or maybe just some coffee. Does that give you energy, ginseng?
It's supposed to. Ginseng. Yeah, it's supposed to. I need something to give me. Maybe I'll eat an apple. That's supposed to give you energy. No, eating an apple is supposed to be better than having a cup of coffee. Did you know that?
I don't know what you're going to say was better than having.
You're welcome.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the show today where Una was angry with me because I got 7 hours, 48 minutes sleep. Hello. This is our Survey Says from this morning. Enjoy.
Rein me in. That's what we had to do with Una earlier on now to get her to move the eggs out of the studio. We had to rein her in.
I swear to God, I can't be dealing. You're so moany and whingy. You've got your Karen hat on this morning, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's iRadio. We're hitting Music Lives on this.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
It does smell nice in here, though. What have you sprayed? It's lovely.
I have sprayed, and I'll tell you exactly what I've sprayed now. This is my stress check mood manager, and I bring it in every day.
Clearly works.
Because of you. Actually, it says on it, this works.
Spray in the eyes of your enemy.
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely.
It is nice.
Yeah, it's lavender. It's calming. Calming. Yeah, I need it every day in here with you.
Very good. All right. Okay. Our survey says we're looking for everybody to send in voice notes on 087-110-2107 what they reckon the answer is to this.
35% of people admit they have taken this without permission. What is it?
Oh, my mum, I do this all the time. My mum's username and password for Netflix.
Oh.
And you don't have permission?
No.
Does she know you're on it?
Yeah, every time she finds out, she gives it out to me.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it locks her out.
Okay.
Just stop using my Netflix.
Imagine your mum kicking up with you. No, it's not that. No.
So what is it? 35% of people admit to they have taken
this without permission, yeah.
Is it
pens?
Clothes or shoes belonging to your friends? Because if they said something like, I'm not giving you my clothes again because you don't give them back to me the way you got them. But you really wanted the dress that you saw them wearing a couple of weeks ago. And when they weren't looking, you just kind of took the dress.
This sounds like you've done this many a time.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How many times have you stole friends' clothes?
Oh, sure, I do all the time.
Really?
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah, it's grand.
You don't iron things either, so you just give them back. No wonder they don't.
I don't iron things, no. Yeah.
Crumpled and dirty.
Yeah. My friend wouldn't let me leave the house one night because she said my skirt was a disgrace because I wouldn't. It's just the principle of the thing. I refused to iron it because I was like, why should I iron it? Who cares? And she's like, you're not going out the door, you're a holy show. Yeah. And she ironed it for me.
You rock the trampoline.
You're very good at getting people to do things for you.
I didn't want it to be ironed. It was a protest.
I'm carrying on like that. You're very good. You're very good. Very clever, Una.
I'm not.
I don't know how you do it.
I didn't want the skirt ironed. Should you see me coming in here? I don't iron my clothes.
Perfectly ironed clothes on a daily.
What?
I think you must get the twins to do it, do you? You're like, Mom, you're not going out like that. You're a holy show. You're a disgrace.
No, Sadie, my 4-year-old, has said to me, all right, Mama, this car, you need to clean the car.
Our boss, Ben, has commented on your car.
Are you serious?
He said it to you.
But did he see the inside of the car?
Yes.
Oh, God, mortified.
You can't miss it. The inside of your car looks like somebody's been thrown out of their house. Do you know what I mean?
It's kind of like the island in my house. It's a storage space. Do you know what I mean?
It's a beautiful picture.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the question?
Yeah, no right answer so far. 35% of people admit they have taken this without permission. What is it?
Pens from their work colleagues.
Oh, yeah.
Out of their personal bags.
I just do that to annoy you because it really gets under his skin.
It is theft.
It is theft, yeah.
You know, you go through my personal bag, my own bag, and steal things from it.
I only do because I knew it was going to annoy you.
You also stole a pen from a consultant here in iRadio.
Now, there is a story behind that.
No, we don't. But you've now pilfered that pen and it's now in Kerry, which is even bigger. All right, Andy Matthews wants his pen back. All right, 087-110-2107. What is the answer to this, please?
35% of people admit they have taken this without permission. What is it?
Our survey says this morning we're trying to get you to answer this question.
35% of people admit they have taken this without permission.
Is it bog roll from the college bar? Lol, says Aoife in Galway.
Ooh.
I think you have permission to... Well,
the whole roll, like.
Ah, yeah. I mean, isn't that what every student does?
I guess.
It's just, you know, keeping costs down.
It's a rite of passage.
It's a rite of passage, and I mean, it's there for you to use. It doesn't specify that you have to use it there. You can take it home and use it at home.
If it's there for you to use and you don't feel like using it now and you feel like you might use it later because of what you consumed.
Yeah.
Bring it.
In the vicinity. Exactly.
That's very clever.
Is that the answer?
It's not the answer. Do you do that at work?
Do I do that at work?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. I do.
Oh, yeah.
No, we've had the conversation where I actually buy toilet roll every week and you think I'm crazy for buying it every week.
Yeah, the amount you go through.
Because what was yours again? Six rolls of toilet paper did you for 6 months or something. Was that it?
I can't remember what it was.
It was something along those lines anyway.
Yeah.
He's frugal with his loo rolls.
It's not... It's not the answer now.
Like, one sheet does plenty. It's not working toilet paper.
Is it towels from a hotel, says Anne-Marie and Nace.
Oh, you're not allowed to take them.
Oh my God, no, you could not take towels from a hotel.
The robes, though, you're allowed to have.
No, you're not.
Oh, kidding not.
Did you take the robes?
No.
I can't remember the last time there was a robe left for me in a hotel, you know.
You can get the disposable slippers, those ones. You're allowed to take them, aren't you?
Oh, you're allowed to take those, yeah. She was going to be wearing them after you wore them.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Especially me in particular.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
No right answers there, no.
Okay. 087-1102-107. The answer to this is what we're looking for.
35% of people admit they have taken this without permission. What is it?
The question we're trying to get everybody to figure out in our survey says this morning, Donal, is...
35% of people admit they have taken this without permission. What is it?
Is it a photograph of someone without their permission?
Ooh, what's your name?
This is Elizabeth in Vermont.
Elizabeth. Photograph without somebody's permission.
That's a very good guess.
It is a great guess.
And then uploading it.
Yeah.
And it's a dodgy one. Oh. Hate that. There should be laws against that.
Hey.
Yeah.
It was I think it's a nice photo.
And friends have no loyalty then. If they think that they're looking smoking in it and you look absolutely ridiculous, they'll still put it up.
We were in Mohill and we took a lovely picture together and the both of us are laughing and I uploaded it and he went, "That's awful, you never asked me for permission for that. I look like all of this." I'm like, "Christ, you look amazing."
Yeah. Lies.
Eamon wants to know, is it a diesel? By mistake.
Eamon.
I nearly did that recently. I was in Tullamore.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I pulled into a garage.
Oh, my local garage,
filled up and went in. I'm like, oh, the deli's open. Got myself a sandwich. It was all chat at the deli, having the crack, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I went up and said, just that, and actually a bag of crisps as well, treating myself. You know what I mean? And they're like, "Is that everything?" I'm like, "Yep." And then I walked and I'm like, "No, Jesus, damn, €750 worth of diesel as well, please, thanks very much." Oh my God, my heart nearly fell through my chest. I was absolutely mortified.
You could be on the run right now, imagine.
Well, only for I saw a camera in the shop, I would have... No, I'm joking, I wouldn't. Is it taking diesel?
No, it's not taking diesel,
right,
but these days, yeah.
One more.
Good morning, everyone. I've got a funny feeling. It's taking a glass, like a pint glass, home from the pub.
Oh, Craig and Offaly, pint glass from the pub.
Very good guess, Craig. It's the right answer, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, 35% of us have taken a pint glass, especially the pint glasses, from the pub.
I actually haven't done that.
Stop.
I haven't done
Have you taken a wine glass?
No, I've been tempted to, but I have never. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Oh, you can hear it through your lies.
My mother does it.
You can take
all
it
the time.
Hands.
Oh
wouldn't.
My God, you ousted your mother. The police would be knocking on her door.
I know now. Yeah. Give us back that wine glass.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
So your plan is tonight to do what exactly?
I'm going to shove the twins up to bed earlier.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm going to come downstairs and have an hour to myself.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go to bed early. So I'm going to get 7.5 hours sleep. You want to see me? I'll be coming in with swagger.
Pepping your step, an apple in each hand.
I'd be doing the stride of pride. I'd be like, "How many hours sleep do you get, Coop?" And you'd be like, 3.5. And I'd be like, "Well, I got 7.5. Feeling fine. Bring on the day." Yeah.
Watch this space.
Watch
tomorrow.
This space.
This guy will be all energized after 8.5 hours sleep and she'll be coming in with 2 hours sleep. She's like, "Oh, it didn't work because I overthought the whole process." This is Rhymeth this morning. We were talking to Karen from Cavan.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
you feel you can get the high score at the end of the week and bag yourself tickets to Lewis Capaldi, who's going to be playing in Marley Park on June 24th with C-Mat joining him on the bill, and he can be there yourself. Tickets are available, but we have a pair of tickets every single day this week to win. And at the end of the week, though, you can win them getting the highest score with Rhyme It. 7 to beat this morning. So playing, let's go to Meath, and we have Karen, who's also from Cavan. Good morning, Karen.
Hello, Karen from Cavan.
Morning.
How are you doing today? You enjoying your time off being a school teacher?
Great. Yeah, great.
Very good. So are you secondary school, primary school? What's going on? Come on, tell us all about you, Karen.
Yeah, secondary school, and I'm a maths teacher.
Maths teacher.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow.
I tried to figure out my daughter's maths the other day. And
you did?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's like me. Come on.
No, what you should it? Laugh because I say, here, do you want to add with that? And Elizabeth just laughed like that. Then Lisa sat down and explained it to me. It was trigonometry or something. There was
trigonometry.
There was shapes and A's and X's and this. And then you had to add them up at the end.
Was there a Pythagoras in there? Or a theorem?
No, they've gone way past that.
They've gone way past that, have they?
Yeah.
When is Pythagoras around?
Early doors.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So what's the story? But like, do you teach all of the like algebra and calculus and the fractions and stuff?
He's just naming things in maths.
Yeah.
Do you do all the Ed Sheeran albums?
Just about a bim dash.
The Ed Sheeran albums. Very good. Una has a gripe with secondary school teachers.
I don't know.
You always give them a hard.
I love teachers.
Not just that, you give people from Cavan a hard time. So, you know.
Why are you trying to cause a divide between me and Karen from Cavan? It's not going to work. You're trying to divide and conquer. Do you see what he's doing to us, Karen?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, but it's sisters before misters, Cooper.
Of course.
That's
sexist. You can't say that.
Can too.
No, you can't.
I am rooting for you.
I believe in the empowerment of brotherhood. All right. You have a score of 7 to beat today. Do you know how to play the game of Rhyme It?
Yeah.
Okay, for anybody who's only hearing for the first time, we're going to give you a word and then we're going to ask you a series of questions. Every answer has to rhyme with that word we give you. Your word today to rhyme with is...
Paid. P-A-I-D.
You know all that money that you get at the end of the month after you have half a week off. Una, why did you write that down for me to say?
I did not.
All right, paid is your word. Your 30 seconds start now.
You might bring a bucket and what to the beach?
Spade.
When it's too hot outside, you might sit in the what?
Shade.
Another name for a knife.
An eye.
A knife.
Blade.
I feel better after my bed is what in the morning?
Made.
A medical supply kit is also known as a first what kit?
Aid.
We swapped one thing for another, we made a what?
Trade.
This is when a video slowly changes out to black. What is it?
Fade.
The horse has made a sound. What do they do?
Lay.
Is that in or out?
On the button, it was just before she started.
Saying. So are we using rugby rules? If it's on the horn and or on the line, it's in.
Yes.
Okay. Is that? Mm-hmm. Eight is what you got. Woo! That is the highest score of the week. Oh my God, Karen, you absolute legend. How are you feeling about that? Huh? Look at you. Woo! Having 2 weeks off. High score, two weeks off.
You're nice and rested.
Stop it, Una.
You're only joking. I'm joking.
And if you win at the end of the week, you don't have to fork out those hard-earned shekels. You could be winning those Lewis Capaldi tickets.
Great.
Congratulations. So far,
you are
in the lead. Well done. Come here, enjoy the rest of your time off, okay?
Have a lovely day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Karen.
There you go now. Shout out to Karen and her crew. She's a teacher in Meath.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
You think with a soundproof studio, you wouldn't hear everyone chatting outside, wouldn't you?
I know, yeah.
They're very loud. You're very loud out there.
Ah, yeah, they'll be calling you wonk.
Oh, would you?
What does unk mean? I'm still confused. Yeah, unk energy.
You go Google that.
Unk.
And then figure it out. And let's get into Get It Off Your Chest. If you ever feel that you have something that you'd like to get off your chest, you can contact us, send us a WhatsApp on 087 1102107. Who's saying what this morning, Una?
Okay, so this is from Fia in Galway. And I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to this. I know I relate to it. So we'll try our best to help you out, Fia. Hi, guys. Would like to get your thoughts on this. I moved into a house here in Galway City recently, delighted to finally move out of home. I'm not too impressed with one housemate, though. She's painful. She's one of these gym bunnies. She's either working out or steaming vegetables and telling us all how she is vegan. Painful. That's in caps. Anyway, that's not even the problem. The problem is she's food shaming me. She sees me with a sandwich and she'll tell me how many calories are in it and how white bread is the devil. She constantly comments on my dinners to the point where I'm running upstairs to eat them in my room I don't have to listen to her. I've said it to the other girl in the house and she just said, Asher, she's only trying to help us. I don't want her help, but I also don't want conflict. What should I do? Fia, in Galway.
I love a bit of white bread sandwich.
Yeah.
That's rough now. That person...
Yeah, it is rough. And you know what? I can really relate to this person, to Fia, feeling this way because, you know, I feel judged for my food every day. Like every morning, every single morning, I'm ridiculed for choosing a nutritious breakfast because my body is a temple. I choose to have eggs every morning to nourish my body because I'm a busy mum of twins and it's important, you know, that I look after myself. So Cooper, not only do you ridicule my breakfast, you imitate the way I choose to consume my purple snack.
Now, suck on this.
My purple snack is my treat. It's something for me, just for me, and I deserve it. I deserve to have a few treats in my life. Purple snacks add colour to my mornings. And if I want to suck on that snack, that's my business. You shouldn't be making stickers of me with a purple snack. And he has done that. So I say to you, Fia, being food shamed in your own home, it's not okay. Take a stand. Tell the vegan lady to mind her business. Just say, listen, you mind your chickpeas, I mind my nuggets.
Oh, chickpeas. Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
And I don't food shame you for your eggs.
You do it live. You do it on air I have witnesses.
My problem is, like, this isn't about us. This is about this person who's reached out to us, okay? But
you're making it about you now.
No. Literally... Have your breakfast at home and stop bringing in stinky eggs into the studio.
I'm a busy mum of twins, okay? Time management, so, you know, and I enjoy having my eggs in here with some company, you know, having a chat over my brekkie, yeah? Anyway, this isn't about me, Cooper, or you. This is about Fia. Okay. So what should Fia do? Having a chat over brekkie.
Anytime we try and talk to you when you're eating, you scoff at us.
Eating.
Anyway, all right, let's get back to the situation.
And white bread isn't the devil either. I think that's been... It's like, do you know?
Yeah, listen, I don't know what this person should, I suppose, say to them, saying, yeah, stop getting all up in my business.
But you see, she doesn't want conflict.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. That's fair. So what should they do? Make them a white bread kind of processed meat sandwich and say, here, try this, you vegan lunatic. So, yeah, I'd love to hear what people think about this. 087-1102-107. This person, Fia in Galway, reached out to us because she's got a new flatmate.
Yeah.
And her flatmate is getting steamy in gym gear. Is that how I pictured her?
No, she's steaming vegetables. But she's commenting on Fia's food all the time and talking about, you know, oh, that's processed and, oh, white bread is the devil. And Fia's like, oh my God, just leave me alone already. But she doesn't want any conflict. So she doesn't want to have a fight with the vegan lady.
Imagine going through your life and you're happy-go-lucky. Then you move in with somebody, a tyrant like that, and they're just like judging every single bit that you pick up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're a bit like that.
I'm not, though.
You're a bit judgy.
I'm not, though.
You're a bit judgy.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a rule. And it's like... You're not even meant to have water in here, let alone eggs in it. Anyway, what are you saying? 087-1102-107.
No, look, I have nothing against the vegans or what to choose to eat and what not to eat. But in that situation...
Yes.
I'd wait for her to go off as her gym bunny or up to college or wherever she's going. And when she came back in the evening, in the middle of the sitting room would be a pig in a spit with an apple in its mouth and the grease dripping down onto the floor.
That's a bit extreme now, Philip.
A little bit extreme. Yeah. And also, in this situation, I don't think anybody can afford a giant pig on the spit.
Exactly.
But I like your thinking. Maybe a picture of a pig in the spit.
Yeah.
Wendy in Galway for this dilemma with the gym bunny. Mm-hmm. No, she's just tell her flat out not to talk to her about food. One might be vegan. She's probably also gluten-free. which is each to their own, but she does not need to push it on anybody else, like lots of other things, like politics and whatever. Anyway, no, she just needs to stop. She has to create a conflict to get this to stop, because the gym bunny is creating conflict herself.
So she has to create a conflict, according to her, so...
Maybe just be a little bit assertive, I suppose, and just take a stance and just say, listen... Mind your chickpeas.
Yeah. For somebody who doesn't like conflict, this guy over here, I like the option of leaving a note.
Oh, yeah, because you're super passive aggressive.
Oh, so there you go. You're trying to offer advice.
Go on.
No, just leave a note. Just say, leave me. And it says, dear Jim Bunny, leave me alone.
I tell me ma.
Yeah. My ma, I'll fight your ma. All right, keep them coming. 087-110-2107. What are you saying? This came in from Fia in Galway. She'd like to know your thoughts on this. She moved into a house share recently. Delighted to finally get out of home. I think that's everybody's goal. You know, find somewhere which is affordable. Get in there. But one of the housemates is painful. She's a gym bunny. And if she's not steaming vegetables, she's telling everybody how vegan she is, but also she's food shaming Fia, saying that she's telling her how many calories are in everything, and the white bread is the devil. And poor Fia's been resorted to actually hiding her food and like going up and eating them upstairs, which is absolutely shocking.
No, she hasn't done that yet.
Oh, she hasn't.
Yeah, but she's
thinking about it.
Yeah,
don't go to that. Just face this person. Let's get one here from Michelle.
We definitely need to tell Fia to have fun with this. Okay, so first, what she needs to do is be sitting, eating her sandwich, eating her cereal, whatever she eats normally, her dinner, and make direct eye contact with her roommate.
Love it.
And as the roommate's telling her, you know, calories, blah, 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 all that, et cetera, stuff, she should be locking eyes with her while her mouth is full, chewing her food, going, and just nodding, but locking eyes, but a freaky kind of lock. Like really staring, going,
eyeball to eyeball lock.
While just chewing her food and continue eating, taking bites of her sandwich, eating her cereal, whatever, just locking eyes, nodding her head. And give her a little kind of body language signs, thumbs up, going, thank you. Like, you know, thank you very much for all that lovely information. Yeah, I'll make a mental note of all that. That's what Fia needs to do from now on. Kind of freak her roommate out a little.
Do you know what, Michelle? That's not bad advice, is it?
Psychological warfare.
Just eyeball, thumbs up all the time. Yeah. I'm agreeing with what you're saying as you're like shoveling down whatever she objects to. Love that. All right, keep the advice coming. 087-110-2107. Just help us out with Get It Off Your Chest this morning. Don't forget, if you want to get anything off your chest, if there's anything that's bugging you at all, or if you just want to have a rant, I love a good rant.
Yeah, we do.
Una has one every morning.
I do.
087-110-2107. We got this message in from Fia in Galway today.
So Fia has moved in to a new house, and one of her housemates she's describing as painful. She's called her a gym bunny, and she said she's either working out or steaming vegetables or telling us all how she's vegan. But that's not the problem. The problem is she's food shaming Fia. If she sees Fia with a sandwich, she'll start telling her how many calories are in it and how white bread is the devil. And Fia says that like she just wants to run upstairs now because she doesn't want to be eating her food in front of her.
That's sad.
Yeah, but she doesn't want conflict because she's just moved into the house, so she doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, 087-110-2107.
I think maybe that because she hasn't been followed up on it, she thinks that she genuinely is helping.
So she thinks she's helping and she hasn't been pulled up on it. Yeah.
Maybe you could just have a quiet word with her. And just say, look, I know what the calories are. You don't need to tell me all tip. And Inna, there's nothing wrong with eggs for breakfast in the morning. I've been having them for about 5 or 6 years every morning, religiously.
There you go now.
No, I know. They're great. Listen, superfoods. It's your man over there who ridicules me, food shames me every morning for having my eggs. He's not supportive of my nutritional choices.
Okay, just to make let's be open and honest here. Let's put everything on the breakfast table here.
Okay, go on.
And that is, I have eggs every morning as well, where I have them at my table in my kitchen at home. I respect the people that I work with, and I don't microwave them in the kitchen and bring them into the studio where they sit the place out.
Okay, well, I can't have them at home because I cannot wake my 4-year-old twins, and if I woke them, I'd never get out to work.
Why would you wake them?
If I was cooking, I could wake them. If I was, you know, making noise in the kitchen.
Stop making noise.
Of course he'd make noise. You're cooking. Of course they're going to... Like, I can't risk them waking up.
Boiling water does not make... I'm not
boiling water. Yeah.
I already don't wait from Volvo here.
What do you say, Mike?
And no matter what the gym buddy, I'll be honest, if I was in them circumstances, mm-hmm. I'd wait till the gym buddy was sitting down eating her rabbit food.
Rabbit food.
And I get the biggest, dirtiest, sloppiest...
Go on.
Quarter pounder or half pounder and Ooh. Sit down and dig into it right beside her. I really torment her head.
That would teach her a lesson, all right. Hey, look at me and my meat.
The thing is, Fia, just because someone has an opinion doesn't mean it's right. I wouldn't hide away from her, hun. I get it. I understand that it's uncomfortable for you, but she's kind of getting the upper hand when you do that. So I would sit there and I would eat my white bread sandwich, and if she says something, I would just reply, my body, my choice.
You go, girl.
Yeah, my body, my choice.
Yeah, my studio, my space. No, bring
it. It's not your studio. Who do you think you are? Okay. Wind your neck in.
Get it off your chest. Don't forget. If you'd like to get anything off your chest, the way I have done this morning about the eggs being brought into the studio.
And I've got it off my chest that I don't like being food shamed and ridiculed every morning. For my nutritional
That's not food
choices. It is, and you food about the way I eat my purple snack as well.
It's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. It's my choice.
You suck in it like a lollipop.
Yeah, I do. And that's my choice to suck in it like a lollipop.
Do it somewhere
that's
else.
That's what I enjoy doing. No, don't look at me if it annoys you.
Anyway. Fia in yeah. Galway.
It's been a touch. And Fia, like me, has been food shaped by her housemate every day. Her housemate is commenting on the calories and has said, telling her the white bread is the devil, etc., etc. And Fia doesn't know what to do because she doesn't want confrontation.
Okay, what are you saying? 087-1102-107.
I mean, if she doesn't want conflict, she doesn't want to tell her.
Yeah.
I would just start making comments towards, like, her food.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, ew, that does look disgusting.
Yeah, let's all practice that, okay? Ew! That looks disgusting, Una.
Oh, healthy people eat beans. I would be like, oh, you know, beans make you very gassy. I would start commenting.
Beans do make you gassy.
Yeah, they
on
do.
On every single plate that she has. And see what she says to me and how she feels about it.
Yeah, maybe do a bit of research on what this gym bunny is consuming. And see
my
what
fire with fire.
Yeah. And if she's very, very vegan, see what see how damaging it is to the environment, the production of that food. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, that's getting very, that's deep.
It is deep.
Yeah.
But this girl is going, being tortured that she might have to eat her food in her room. Why not go that deep in it?
Okay, you know? All right.
Deep dive on the lettuce production, Una.
Good morning. My advice for the gym buddy that lives in the house would either be...
By the way, I love that. The gym buddy that lives in the house.
Fight fire with fire. Everything that she eats will have calories in it too. Or she needs a good lump of meat, if you know what I mean.
No.
Just plain old simple, honestly. If she starts her oil commenting... It's just a case of, listen here, latex lady, with all due respect.
Latex lady.
I don't be commenting on what you do or do not eat. And I would really appreciate it if you didn't comment on what I'm putting in my gob. So away and abuse your bunny in the gym.
Amazing messages coming in. Keep them rolling. 087-1102-107. Get that off your chest. Something on your mind, something bugging you, something that you just want to have a little rant about. We'd love to hear from you. 087-1102-107. Thank you so much to everybody sent in messages this morning for this dilemma that Fia was going through in her, well, she's currently still going through it in her new flat in Galway.
Yeah,
her so gym bunny friend.
She moved in with what she describes as a gym bunny vegan lady who is constantly commenting on her food and commenting on the calories. And, you know, she's saying to her, oh, you're eating that sandwich, don't you know the white bread is the devil? Sophia's, like, obviously frustrated, but she doesn't want to, you know, have a row with this lady. She doesn't want confrontation, so she's looking for advice on how to handle the situation.
Yeah. We've been also waving a pair of tickets for Lewis Capaldi to get your advice on this. And
hey guys, I think she should buy her flatmate the biggest vegan Easter egg she can find and then highlight the calories on the back of the box.
Nice.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High Mornings
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Here's my little wheezy friend.
You got an unk-aura. Do you know what I mean?
I am an uncle.
You've got like a head on you, like an unk.
Oh my God.
I'm not talking uncle. I just mean.
That's what it. What?
Unk.
Yeah.
No, an unk is a creature.
We'll keep it in. All right. We also want to keep in something about locking lips and tongues. Bring back the shift.
Hoo yeah.
I love it. I love the shift, is what you might say. But apparently the shift has died, Una.
It has in our culture. Yeah, yeah. We need to bring it back.
And there was somebody talking about this on the socials, and it's been going all over because they have hit the nail on the head. Mm-hmm. But people just don't shift anymore, do they?
We need to bring the shift back.
Who are we chatting to?
Sean and Will Kieran.
So we asked Sean all about, where's the shift gone?
Well, so we were just, and this is just over a quiet pint, do you know what I mean? We were talking about going further than the pub, do you know what I mean? Going out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then someone mentioned about, oh, who's getting shift tonight? Joking. And then it started the debate of, you know what? Nobody's getting the shift tonight, actually, because no one does it anymore. Do you know what I mean? And the more we thought about it, the more I realised it was true. You just don't see it.
Well, Una said that she doesn't see it, but I see it every weekend when I'm out DJing. I see people shifting all the time. It's probably just couples that I'm seeing who are already together.
Yeah.
Are you talking about people who are just trying to hook up initially?
I suppose, yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, and look, and John, it's very heartening that you're saying that you're still seeing it. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm on nights out in Galway, like, rare enough. Unless I was involved myself now, obviously, John, that's a whole other thing. We're not talking about me here. Do you know what I mean? Just in terms of people approaching each other, getting chatting, getting shifting. Do you know what I mean? That's, I mean, the good, clean fun of it all. Just
exactly.
Seems to be long.
And like, you know, whatever happened to, you know, being out and some lad coming over to you and saying, listen, my friend over there wants to shift you. Will you shift him? And you give a look over and you're thinking, ah, yeah, he'll do. And then you just, you know, lob the gob. And it's just, there's something beautiful about that, you know?
It's a lovely thing. You know? It's a moment of connection. And it's a community-based thing as well. And when your friends are getting involved, when you're all working together to achieve the common goal, I think that's lovely. I really think it is. Now, maybe have we raised our standards a little bit? Like, if someone came up to me and said, it actually happened to me a couple of months ago.
Go away.
A woman came up to me and she said, my friend thinks you're cute. She wants to know, will you give me your number to give to her?
Ooh.
I said, why can't she ask me? It's like, oh, she had to go home. Okay, but could she not have come over on the way home and said, look, I'm away, but will we chat again? So I didn't give it. Do you know what I mean? Maybe we need to be a bit braver and do it ourselves. Maybe
take a leap of faith.
Well, what about just say you meet online on a dating app and you meet, are people then shifting after that? Or
nah.
is that gone
nah,
as well?
No, that's gone. Are they going for coffees and stuff, Sean? And taking walks?
They're going for coffees and they're going for walks. Boring. And they're going for sea swims. And come on now. Do you know what I mean? A few pints and a shift and a bag of chips on the way home.
Sean, come man on. After my own heart.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
We need.
Now, that being said, since I moved to Galway now, I'm getting pizza before I go home. I've come artsy and weird, do you know what I mean?
Artisan pizzas. Fair enough. Artisan pizzas.
Far from artisan pizzas.
With all organic ingredients.
I think we should organise a big shift.
A big shift tonight.
Yeah, a big shift tonight.
Oh my God, a tent at a festival, and it's called the Shifting Tent.
There you go.
And people just go there when they want to shift, and they can be lobbing the gob, showing the love and expressing the love and the tangling of the tongues.
There you go. Yeah. You used to have the shifting wall. There was the wall where people, you'd be dragged to the wall for the shift. So, I mean, that was the thing.
When
I was going out in Limerick, in Costello's Tavern in Limerick, God bless the days now, Costello's is open.
Yeah.
Can't remember, was it a couch or a bench? That was where people went anyway. So, I mean, you just need an area, you need a designated station, a shifting station, if you will.
Yeah, shifting station's not a bad idea.
Just to let people know that there is actually a place where you can go and shift someone and not be judged for it.
Judgment free, that's important.
Because maybe that's why people aren't shifting as much anymore. Like, what is with this whole culture that we've gone into, like, you know, dating apps and then meeting up and talking crap and going for coffees? And where's the passion there, Sean? You know what I mean?
That's it, exactly. You want to spur the moment. You want the spark. You want the magic of the shift. Do you know what I mean? And we've lost that. We're letting ourselves down as a nation, really. Do you know what I mean? All the small
100%
talk.
Agree
all
with
this romance. Not at all. Come on now.
So less of the coffee, less of the food, and more of the shifting.
No, what do you mean less of the food? More of the shift, right? Yeah. Okay.
Okay, shift.
Shift.
Food.
Bag of chips. Shift.
Shift.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. A good old salt and vinegar shift. Bag of chips.
So tasty. Oh, delicious. So romantic.
Come here, Sean. Where can people find you if they do want to shift here?
Well, they'll have to go through my agent, of course.
That's the problem. Everyone's got an agent these days.
I wish. I wish I had made it. No, come here. If people do want to come across my socials for non-shifting purposes, more for entertainment, they can find me at Sean_O_MuailCiaron on both Instagram and TikTok.
Excellent. Listen, thank you so much for coming on and, you know, exposing everybody and to encourage more people getting shifting.
Bring back the shift. Hashtag bring it back.
Bring it back, kid. We're on a drought. Let's end the drought.
Law black. Do you know what? We should bring, every time you speak, we need to write down the t-shirts. Shift, chips, shift.
Shift, chip, chips.
Try say that again.
Shift, chip, shift.
Chip, chip, chips.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Like a Bigfoot creature.
Like a Bigfoot creature. Yeah. Just, I don't know if we got that, but I think we got the end of it anyway. So I do have big feet, you know, a proud size 14. How are you doing?
Yeah, just that's okay. You got big unk energy. And listen, you wear it with pride, man.
Okay. We need to get you home.
I'm delirious now.
You are.
I'm giddy with tiredness. Yeah. Do you know what you could do for me now?
No.
Do you know what you could do?
Nothing.
Will you take the twins for a couple of hours and just mind them?
I have a very busy day, Una.
That's, you know, be sound. Do me a solid for once in your life.
I'm always doing you solids.
Better yet, just take it for the night.
No.
Why? They're fun.
I don't get paid enough for
They're
that.
So much fun.
No.
And I'll tell them not to bite. Please.
No promises.
Fine.
All right. Thanks for hanging out. That's our podcast. You can like, share, demand some more if you like, and follow. And you can get it on the new Go Loud app as well if you haven't. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Hey, guess what? Tomorrow is Wednesday.
It's Baby Friday.
And it's also Wind Up Wednesdays.
Oh.
That's you.
That's me winding someone up.
There you go.
Yep.
Surprise. Mm-hmm. All right. That's on the way tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.